Husky Drive Time continues here on a Tuesday morning, and we're set to talk about Nordic skiing with head coach Joe Hagenmiller. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I heard you're leading into me with the school closing announcements.
Well, we'll go through that again after we talk to you. How does that sound? Is this crazy or what? This is,
it sounds like everybody needs a good sauna.
I think so. Yes, very cold out there. Can you enlighten us more on Alice Flanders and how well she is skiing right now?
Man, she is skiing fast when it comes to freestyle, and her classic has come a long ways as well. But she's just so natural skating, and she is really taking it to the field here these last two weekends.
Well, talk about, you know, just her ability to, you know, match the performance. Were you surprised that, and obviously she did it once, were you surprised that she was able to repeat that performance?
No, not at all. I mean, right now, Rosie Frankowski from Northern is over at the World Under 23 Championships, and she's probably the only skater that when Alice is on is able to beat her. The rest of our region, I think that they're going to be continuing to look at her up at the top of the results page.
How about, it seemed like, you know, teams had a great weekend and you had some good results from that sprint race as well, but finish off with the women's team and their overall results of the weekend.
Well, yeah, let's see. We started with Classic on Friday, and Lisa Koenig probably had one of her better races yet for us as a college freshman. With a European athlete coming over to the United States, there's always a bit of an adjustment. Definitely our education system's a little bit different than Europe and just getting used to the new environment. So that's exciting to see that she was able to put together a pretty good race there in some challenging conditions. And then Ulrika Axelsson, a freshman who just joined us a couple weeks ago, she's able to classic ski quite well as well, able to produce a top 10 result. And then we got to that sprint day, and she won the qualifier over everybody in the field and pretty much proceeded to continue to win every heat pretty comfortably.
So a good weekend for the women. How about the men? Matt Wong, your top finisher on the classic race, and then local product Jay Woodbeck getting top result for the Huskies in the freestyle.
Yeah, the guys are facing probably a little deeper competition than the women. So don't get confused that they're not out there doing as well as the women. They're really working hard And a lot of them, I think, are maybe even exceeding some of their potential. I'm excited about where they're skiing. Unfortunately, when we start to talk about the depth of the field, for them to get into the top 10 is a huge accomplishment, and it's probably closer to maybe the women being in the top 5 or the top 3. But our women are super talented as well. So it's a good problem for us to have, but you know, we got to know what our competition is as well.
So these last couple weekends were for points in your you know, CCSA. Talk about, you know, where you feel the team is at in terms of, you know, getting some points and qualifying for regionals.
Well, I think we're, Alice Flanders has put herself in a pretty good position to qualify for the national championships. And then Deidre Irwin, Lynn Dowendam, are on the wrong side of what we call the bubble right now, and hopefully they can produce some good races in the CCSA championships and the NCAA regional championships and get on the good side of the bubble. Always stinks when the bubble pops on you and you're on the bad side. Much better when you're on the good side. And then we've got some men that if they really have some, I don't want to say that it's going to take a miracle, but if they really are able to pull off some good races, they might have a chance.
And big race coming up a few weeks from now. It's not that far away at this point. You've got the hosting the regionals the weekend of the 14, 15, 16 coming up. Talk about preparations for that.
Yeah, we're excited to again be hosting the regional championships. And surprisingly, all the other teams don't mind traveling here because our race organization crew is just a fantastic group to work with. You know, Jim Turbo has got our crew trained in really well, and all the rest of the volunteers that help him out. And Jeff Parker and Jim Meese just work their butt off out making sure that the course is in just fantastic shape with the grooming job they do. And it's just so enjoyable to be here at Michigan Tech with the race crew that loves what they're doing and is so into putting on a great event. Unfortunately, the last two weekends we've run into some issues with the timers not really being the best, and it kind of might feel like you're going to a basketball game or a hockey game where the officials seem like they don't know what they're doing. And that's no fun.
That's no fun for anybody.
Well, looking forward to that, and of course, I hope you enjoy your week off, Joe, whatever you guys end up doing. Then you have the CCSAs in 2 weeks, is that right?
That is correct. That'll be an interesting thing. And actually, we don't have a complete week off. We're putting on the Michigan Tech Mountain Bike Winter Rendezvous for snow bikes this weekend on Saturday morning.
Very good. All right, Joe, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Joe Hagenmiller, the Michigan Tech Nordic skiing teams right here on Huskies Drive Time. And that is Huskies Drive Time. We'll give away some tickets in just a moment. Right now, we'll get ready for Mitch Lank and a Newsbeat preview.
Broadcasting from WKMJ-FM Hancock. South Range. Jacobsville. Twin Lakes. This is Mix 93.